AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. A man was shot and wounded while exchanging fire with Border Patrol agents near the U.S.-Mexico border in Arizona. Authorities say Patrick Gary Schlegel was involved in a human smuggling operation and fired at a federal helicopter and at agents before being shot. Heath Jenk, special agent in charge of the FBI in Phoenix, says Schlegel is in federal custody and expected to be charged with assault on a federal officer, human smuggling, and being a felon in possession of a firearm.
Schlegel has a significant criminal history to include an active federal arrest warrant issued in 2025 by the U.S. Marshals Service for escape related to a previous federal alien smuggling conviction.
At a town hall in Minneapolis, Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar addressed constituents after a man sprayed her with an unknown substance.
Here is the reality that people like this ugly man don't understand. We are Minnesota strong, and we will stay resilient in the face of whatever they might throw us.
Just before that, Omar had called for the abolishment of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and for the Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem to resign or face impeachment. The Federal Reserve may keep their short-term rates unchanged for months as the U.S. economy shows signs of health. In Western India, a private plane carrying Ajit Pawar, a senior state official, crashed today, killing all five people on board. In the U.S., dozens of deaths are reported after last weekend's winter storm. Amazon is cutting about 16,000 corporate jobs in the second round of mass layoffs. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports on an NTSB hearing looking at last year's deadly mid-air collision near Washington, D.C.
After a day-long hearing, the National Transportation Safety Board says the placement of a helicopter route so close to Reagan National Airport's secondary runway was a key factor in causing a mid-air collision that killed 67 people 1 year ago.
We should be angry because for years no one listened. This was preventable. This was 100% preventable.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy.
What we need to really talk about is a tower and tower personnel who were repeatedly saying, we have a safety problem here.
NTSB investigator Catherine Wilson said an air traffic controller was forced to shift focus between seven aircraft and five helicopters in the 90 seconds before the collision. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.